at that, man. We got a little pole for it, too. How we doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Good to see you guys. Big looking cameras. We look good.
Yeah. It's all for you.
Oh, for my wife.
There you go. Yeah, how was practice out there today? How do you feel like the defense is coming together?
It's good. It was great. Great day of performance, right? We're just sticking to our fundamentals. We don't got to do more. Now that it's like day, you know, 8, 9 of practice, 10, 11, it's just, can we do the fundamentals even better? So we're looking good.
You've been with this team a while now, but do you feel like you're kind of merging into that leader position?
Yeah, I just try to see it as a role of service. You know, I just want to give them everything. I played 4 years of college football, and they deserve my all. So, it could be called leadership. I just try to love up on my team.
You've been going at it for a long time. What's the balance of being super, super excited right now, but then trying to fine-tune things, just do it one practice at a time?
Yeah, I think we're trying to stay in our rhythm. I think that's the biggest thing is there's a lot of joy and there's a lot of chippiness that's now getting into practice, right? And with that, it's just, can we stay within our zone and stay within our performance levels? We don't need to be too high and we don't need to get too low. And so if we're able to maintain that steady level, then we'll be right where we need to be come Portland State.
Keanu, how much time do you put in the film room and how does that help your game?
Yeah, I think film is everything. Right, there's a lot that you need to feel out within your technique, but when you've done the basics, you know, they say to be a master, it takes 10,000 hours. And so, you know, I feel like I'm getting close to that range. Now it's how can I keep my mind mentally sharp? And so that's what film does, is putting yourself in that position prior to the game happening, and that just refines me every day.
Coach Roddick said the first 11 on offense looked really good together. Do you feel that way on defense with your first unit?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're playing in sync. You know, we grew together as a unit in the offseason, and now we're able to perform not as individuals, but more as a unit. And that's been the biggest thing. And having a great offense of 11 has pushed our defense to be even greater together.
How close to game ready do you think the defense is, and then specifically the D-line?
I think the defense is, you know, if we needed to play in a few days, I think we'd be ready. Because the attitude, the effort, and the fundamentally sound way that we're playing is the way that we want to see it. I think our D-line is doing really well. We saw some really great things today, and we're just consistently building. And so I'd give our D-line, you know, a couple more days as well, but I don't think we're far out.
Keanu, what are some of your goals for this year? Do you have any personal goals, getting the quarterback?
You know, I had a goal last year. I didn't achieve it. I'd love to reinstate that goal, and that's to, you know, have a QB sack every play. I think the NFL looks for people that are pass rushers as well as run stoppers, and I try to cause havoc. I may not be the terminator of the play, but I try to determine where the play goes, right? And so just having a natural and big presence on that field every play, though I may not make the play, just being patient within my technique and bringing that defense along, bringing the best out of everybody.
This time of year, coaches are faced with the toughest decisions of all. What can you say about this staff and a group that's been together for a long time? Kalani and his coordinators have developed a really good relationship together.
Yeah, I think the thing that makes challenges easy is synchronized. They're synchronized into decisions. They're synchronized into how they're able to spend their time evaluating, understanding the perspective of others, and seeing who's best to play. Right, that's the tough decision, is finding out who's going to play, who's going to perform, and what is the team going to look like. And so their synchronization of ability to work with one another is what's making those easy decisions, those hard decisions, easy for them.
You mentioned the joy and chippiness. I noticed you guys have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Coming in. What does that say about this culture of this BYU team, especially having been on another college football team?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the aspect of we love this game, right? And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, is we're grateful to work hard, but we love the process and we're learning throughout it. And so as we see things starting to unfold, right, we got the pads back on day 11, we're starting to feel comfortable. Now it's the joy is spiking. It's we're feeling ourselves back at the level that we want to be at. And so this team, the culture really is that love aspect for the game that we play.
Hey, how good are those cornerbacks and the DBs?
They're doing great. The last actually few days has been amazing. We got, you know, takeaways is the name of the game for us on defense. And being able to have guys that cover like that is phenomenal. And guys that when I get pressure on that quarterback can intercept and hit that ball out. It's been phenomenal having that safety net behind us.